TheAboveTopSecret.com Skeptic Overview.
It's Sunday, September 4th, 2005. This is the Skeptic Overlord, and this is, of course, the Skeptic Overview. Well, it certainly has been a mixed week on Above Top Secret, balanced with the tragedy of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina all over the Gulf Coast and the South, and just the incredible loss of life, property, and in some cases liberty of what's happening down there. And balanced with the podcasts, just some great podcasters getting started on Above Top Secret with that technology. So these overviews will have essentially three topics each week. First, a roundup of the podcast, what's going on there. Some information on behind-the-scenes stuff with board business and board stuff. And then a look at one or two, maybe sometimes three threads that are of interest to me each week. So with that, we're kicking off.
Above Top Secret Podcast Roundup.
Yes, indeed, podcasts have taken off on Above Top Secret. Right now I'm going to the podcast page, and it's just been incredible adoption rate by the members here. We have, since this was launched, really not much more than a week ago, the upload form wasn't really fully operational with all the bugs taken out until Sunday of last week. So in a week and a day, we've had 49 member submissions to the podcast feature here in Above Top Secret. That's just absolutely astounding. And I guess the big surprise is that Below Top Secret podcasting is really the one that has the majority of the uploads. I thought our conspiracy theory community would be really active in posting all of their ideas, thoughts, and secret research into the podcast, but it, as it turns out, at least initially, everyone really wanted to introduce themselves in the BTS feeds. There's been a lot of great stuff there, beginning just most recently with Springer and apparently a local restaurateur. I guess Springer has some personal experience with the product advertised in his podcast, and that may actually explain a number of things that many of us were wondering about. And then on through some great stuff by the Shadow Nose. Apparently, he doesn't get much sleep, and that made it into our podcast promo. Prophet Mike, great stuff out there. Agent Smith, no roundup of the BTS podcast would be complete without his great submission. As well as Mulberry Blue Shimmer. Just an amazing assortment of material. And then last but not least, all of Magic's, well, yeah. That's enough of that. But as it turns out, just a great assortment there. And just don't miss what's happening. And also, as a result of the horrible situation with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, also some great stuff on the Above Top Secret feed, so please don't miss any of that. Some wonderful new submissions from Valhall, some great work by Magic on there as well. And also, if you take a look at the podcast page, you'll notice some new additions. You can now reply to a podcast with a podcast, and this really has the potential, as everyone is seeing as they hear these podcasts. You really get a sense now for the emotion of our members, the passion on the topics, something that just doesn't really come through in a board post, as Magic mentioned in his reply to Springer's reply to his podcast. We already have a pod thread with four podcasts within it, which is great. And now that there are pod threads, so there's actually a feature now to subscribe to that particular pod thread feed. Each podcast that has at least one reply has its own separate XML feed now that you can subscribe to on iTunes and keep track of the discussion. And along with that, what we promised earlier in the week, any member with also more than one podcast now has their own personal feed. So you can subscribe to Magic's work. You can subscribe to The Shadow Knows. You can subscribe to Mulberry Blue Shimmer. Every member who's uploaded now has a personal feed if they have more than one podcast upload. So two new features that really, really make our podcasting feature stand out from even paid services that don't have these kinds of podcasting features. So it's just fantastic. Also, because of this and looking at how popular this has become, we've done a couple things. First off, earlier in the week, we increased the file size limitations, and also now the posting limitations. The limit now is members with 200 posts. If you have 200 or more posts and you submit a podcast, your feed is, or your podcast actually, is automatically added to the Above Top Secret feed. So more and more people should really take advantage of this as we move forward with what is certain to be something that's really going to help Above Top Secret stand apart from almost every other website at this point.
Above Top Secret. Board stuff.
Right. So that's the podcast material. I guess my time's up. Now moving on to, obviously, board stuff and covering some of the happenings that's been going on. Just a really busy week because of Hurricane Katrina. A lot of great discussions going on, both leading up to the landfall of the hurricane in the Fragile Earth Forum. A lot of good discussion about how and why the hurricane became so powerful. And then aftermath and the coverage of the paralyzed response for the first couple days. A lot of excuses flying around. A lot of tragedy. It's just the anger in the podcast, the anger in your threads are really, really showing through. And that anger is productive and useful. You know, we see the talking heads, the politicians on TV saying, now is not the time to place blame. Well, of course now is the time to place blame because we want to replace the people that made mistakes so that as we continue to clean up this mess, no more mistakes are made. And, well, that's the last opinion on that sort you'll see in this podcast. But really, all of that discussion is happening with great, great passion in the boards and the Katrina Forum. And we will get to the bottom of this. And part of getting to the bottom of this is a research project started by Val Howell, and really there's a few members more qualified to head this off. The research project will be focused on discovering what happened and why, and where the breakdowns occurred, where the successes were, and what part we can play in the role of discovering what went wrong and who precisely is to blame for this. Another thing that may have escaped most members, the usual suspects, certainly quickly pounced and had their day with this thread, but it's in the trash now because really it never needed to be a thread. There was a post about some rightful concerns about some ads that maybe should not have been on the site that were a little bit racy for a dating website. And as soon as I saw this thread and confirmed the ads on the site, I blocked them from being displayed. So we've always said, if you see something like that, we'll do our part to go in and make sure those ads are blocked from appearing on the website. But I guess in some cases, pointing out things and creating a means to potentially cause drama is more fun than actually making the quickest possible path to solving the problem. And that quickest possible path is either sending me a UTU or Springer or Simon combined with a complaint, and that does get to the source quicker. And that does signal some thinking we've had about making some changes to the board questions and business forum. We seem to see this type of thing crop up a lot where there's a category of members that would seem to rather talk about or complain about, rather, items on Above Top Secret than just simply contribute. And there are going to be some changes to that forum. We'll announce them sooner rather than later, but within the next couple days. But there will be some limited new thread capabilities for members as a result. So look for that coming soon. Really, you'll still have your chance to get your questions answered, but we're really looking at finding a way to respond quicker. This complaint here went on for two pages before I even noticed it, where if I had received a UTU or it had been in the complaints forum, I think the people who could have taken action would have noticed much sooner. And that's the reason for that. And I know you've heard, well, some of you at least have heard, those of you listening to the podcasts. If you're not listening, then you need to subscribe now. Go download iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. But in the newsletter coming out in a couple days now, there's going to be a rather interesting announcement coming from Springer. He's been working on a project for almost 2 or 3 months now, and it's really exciting. If you think podcasting on Above Top Secret is exciting, this is likely just going to blow your mind. So I'll not steal any more thunder than that, and look for that coming in Tuesday's ATS Weekly newsletter.
Let's look at the AboveTopSecret.com discussion board.
And, well, the board stuff time is up. Got to work on my timing here. Okay, yes, the discussion board. It's time to take a look at a couple threads that's happening on the board right now. Two that could potentially, I think, evolve into something interesting on ATS. And no surprise is the ATSNN story of Chief Justice Rehnquist. It's sad that he has died. No matter your opinion of his politics, you've got to respect someone that worked as hard as he did for as long as he did in a position like that. He really was a champion of many attributes of the legal system, and he will be sorely missed just only because of the way he really managed and ran the Supreme Court like a tight ship. If anything, that vacancy is going to be very, very hard to fill. So as the discussion shape up on top of the questionable politics surrounding the Katrina aftermath, we also now have a second Supreme Court justice that needs to be replaced as a result, and the Bush administration will be closely watched, I'm sure, and no one will be watching closer than the members of Above Top Secret, so I look forward to that. Another interesting topic has cropped up, and I happened to see this on CNN, and I was happy to see that it became a story on ATSNN. As it turns out, we have the mayor of New Orleans, Nagin, concerned that he may be a covert assassination target. Now, on the surface, I'm sure 80% of America had a big WTF over their heads when they heard that, maybe even 95%. But as we know on Above Top Secret, we've heard the MP3 of his radio interview, and really, if you have not listened to any of the podcasts, that is the one podcast you need to hear where a member recorded the radio interview, and when that finishes, if your eyes are not welled up, you're simply not human. It's just an amazing interview, and to hear his frustration. Certainly, as we look back, there are attributes of the Katrina aftermath that he may indeed hold some blame, but he's been trying to pull his city together, and his frustrations are just really obvious in that interview. So he has said in more than one public source that he's very concerned, and someone like that doesn't make a public statement like that lightly. It's possibly because he's just traumatized by everything that's happened around him, and he's just exhausted and not thinking straight. On the other hand, this is Above Top Secret, and this will likely become continued discussion on the boards and among a lot of other things surrounding Katrina. So look forward to really digging deep and discovering what's going on. And then finally, tonight we are going to announce the contestants for the first podcast debate that is kicking off podcasting on politics at AboveTopSecret.com. And we had a great response for people who would like to get involved. So we're actually going to end up now having three rounds, starting off with eight contestants, whittling it down to our finalists. And the finalists picked to be involved are OPS, or OOPS, or OOPS, Devil Wasp, Off the Street, Gotter, that's member G-O-T-T-R, Prelude, Loki, The Shadow Knows, and Jamoon. So they will be involved, and as alternates, we have Drakefist, Duckkid, Dark PR0, and Confound It. These last members are the alternates in the event something goes wrong and the first selections aren't able to participate. So it's been a mixed week here at Above Top Secret. Just some tragic situations with Katrina. We're going to keep our eyes on that. I'm sure everyone is concerned. And just some great activity with the podcasts. Thanks to all the podcasters for really helping to kick this off in grand style. And we're just going to keep pushing this forward and see where something like this takes Above Top Secret. So with that, this is the Skeptic Overlord from the center of the universe, Midtown Manhattan, signing off. And we'll see you next week.